We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
John Morosi, MLB Network, is going to exclusively televise two NLDS games next week. Plus, you can watch John contribute across MLB Network, including the studio programming as well. John, how you doing?
Bill, outstanding. Great to be with you again. Congratulations, unsurprisingly, to the Packers for their win over the Lions. I think Aaron Rodgers' record against Detroit is something like 91-1 in his career. I may be off by a couple games there, but I think that's the general idea.
We get that sense. You get that. I mean, that's the way Lions fans feel. That's for certain. There's no doubt about that. Hey, the Brewers get in, and Joe asked me last Friday. We did a buy or sell segment about the Brewers getting into the postseason. I said, look, they probably got to win the next four. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're in. Their season's going to be over. We're going to be talking about a retrospective on Monday, and it's done. And they win 3 out of 8 down the stretch and still find their way in. Tell me how the Brewers can win this series.
It's going to be a challenge. I'll begin with that. And certainly it would have been a challenge even with Corbin Burns if he was healthy. Of course, we know now that he's not with the oblique injury, and maybe he comes back. But the Brewers have to have a very deep run, I think, well into the postseason for that to be a possibility, probably NLCS or later. So I think today, looking ahead to tomorrow in Game 1, I would start Brent Suter. I think that's how it begins, is throwing a very tough lefty at the Dodgers and making Corey Seager and Bellinger take really tough at-bats against a lefty that you trust. Now, obviously, it's a tough team to beat. This is a true 1-versus-8 matchup, as in an NBA or an NHL situation. And it happens sometimes that the 8 seed wins, but I think you've got to take your best shot. And I really think that you need to have Woodruff win a game feeling good. I would not go to Woodruff in Game 1 on short rest. I would wait and save him until probably Game 2, and I would start Suter in Game 1. I realize that you don't probably even have Brett Anderson potentially, given the blister issue with his pitching hand. So I think you start Suter and trust. Of course, he was there in the playoffs last year. He had able to get his first postseason debut in the wild card game last year. That was huge for him. And I think the way that he just takes on challenges with a tremendous amount of calmness, I think he's the guy to start at Dodger Stadium tomorrow night.
I had asked this of Adam McAlvey, who covers the Brewers. I'll ask you the same thing. You talk about some of the bigger names in baseball this year that did not live up to expectation when it comes to batting average and productivity. What is there a reason why you think that some of the bigger names in baseball struggled so mightily?
Yeah, that's a great question, Bill. I think a couple things. The lack of in-game video was part of it. I think that there were, and I'm not saying that was the case of any Brewer player or any particular player around the league. I think in general some players had issues with that. And I also think some of the star players, and I know Craig Counsell's talked about this, they missed that normal excitement that comes from fans and that urge to perform and compete. And I think that a lot of the star players missed that. So it's a different year, I think, for all of us, and we've all handled it, processed it mentally in different ways. I think that the athletes that are doing it are doing it in a very challenging profession in a time when every ounce of what they do physically is measured and scrutinized. And I just think some were able to have the better performances than others, and it means that they're certainly not in any way that they were trying any harder than anybody else. I just think that this is such a unique year that some people responded differently to the circumstances than others. So I think that's probably why you saw some great star players not quite live up to it. But I would not read anything into Anthony Rizzo's batting average this year or Yelich's batting average this year from the standpoint of who they're going to be in the future. I think that this is such a unique year that it's really hard to judge much about anybody, I think, this year. And that I believe, Bill, is why we've seen, I suppose, the Angels change at GM and the Red Sox change at manager. Ron Gardenhire resigned as the Tigers manager. But I think aside from that, you might see one or two more changes. But this is not going to be a winter where you see a lot of wholesale changes by organizations simply because it's hard to base too much of an opinion about 60 games.
We're talking John Morosi of MLB Network, and you're going to catch all of his stuff on MLB Network and Fox Sports Radio as well, all throughout the postseason. John, when it comes to now the postseason, some of those names where the batting average and such, they all go by the wayside. You're starting from ground zero again. Do we now look at those guys and say, you know what, maybe with this fresh start, there can be that breakout? I mean, if the Brewers can get Vogelbach back after that thigh and or hamstring injury, whatever it happens to be that's ailing him right now, he's hitting the ball, and all of a sudden Christian Yelich has this breakout. Does that change the dynamic with which you look at this series?
Without question. And on the same side, look, the Dodgers, they have all the pressure in the world right now. They are a team. They've won now 8 straight years. Their division, and it's the longest division-winning streak in baseball history that has not also included at least one World Series title. So the pressure they're feeling is immense. And by the way, they've got a guy in Bellinger who's an MVP who hasn't really played that well this year either. So he's in mm-hmm. the same category as Yelich, where Bellinger could all of a sudden have a Bellinger-like month and they win the World Series. So it really is, to your point, a very random set of circumstances right now and unpredictable. And that's where I think that, listen, we hear all season long, and I have said it, but certainly managers will say it, that it's hard to really base too many judgments on what you see in a relatively small sample size. Well, now we're in the small sample size time of year, and you've got to play the guys that you believe are playing the best now. It does not matter that Vogelbach has been on 2 other teams this season. If he's one of the Brewers' best 9 players, and if he's healthy, he's going to play. And so it's all about who's having the best at-bats in the moment, and you're right. Bellinger could snap right back. Yelich, Baez, Rizzo. Bryan, of course, has had some health issues injury-wise this year. He's one more guy. A lot of really high-end players. I look at Marcus Semien. The A's are going to open up here in a couple hours. I think he's a guy that disappointing season offensively, but a really talented shortstop, somebody that I think is going to be a great star in this league for a long time. And then from a whole team standpoint, whatever happened to the White Sox down the stretch, going 1-7, they could either totally continue this tailspin and get swept in 2 games by Oakland, or they could wake up and be the team they were for the first 50 games of the year and win the American League. It is a totally unexpected set of circumstances, a year in which the randomness of the game is going to be on brilliant display, and we're all just going to have to watch and see what storylines evolve here beginning about an hour and a half from right now.
Is pitching the biggest advantage in this postseason?
I think this, Bill, that pitching without having the in-game video analysis, and that's been a storyline all year, the well-scouted, well-prepared teams that are able to pitch to the scouting reports and also make their own adjustments. And I think the Brewers, from that standpoint, have a good group. You know, Craig Counsell is, as you know, an excellent manager, and he's always got his team prepared. There are teams that have bigger payrolls and more talent, but there's probably not a more prepared team than what Craig has. And I think that they're going to be able to take whatever advantages they can. And if I think if the Brewers get beat, it's going to be because they don't have as much talent as the other team, not because they're not more prepared. I think that's going to be the issue. That they're just going up against a very, very quality team in the Dodgers, who, by the way, also is a very well-prepared team. Dave Roberts, tremendous manager. So I think there's a lot of – I think that the pitching aspect of it from the standpoint of the question that you asked, Bill, I think that it is part of where the biggest advantage could come from, but it all comes down to well-executed and also pitching depth. Remember, no off days in the first round, in the division series, in the championship series. The way that Craig managed the LCS 2 years ago, you can't do right now because you got to play 7 days in a row in the LCS or 5 days in a row in the division series. And I do believe that, to your question, to make a long story longer, it's the depth of pitching. If you've got a good deep pitching staff, not just one or two great guys. You need like 12 or 13. That staff is the one that wins in October.
John, great stuff. Always appreciate it. Look forward to watching your stuff on the MLB Network and hearing you on Fox Sports as the insider there as well. We certainly appreciate your time, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. All the best, and just grateful to have the playoffs with us here, and can't wait to watch what happens, and best wishes to you and everybody in the great state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely. We've got some postseason baseball to look forward to. There you go. John Morosi, the MLB Network and Fox Sports insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.